On to the second part of the lesson, page 56. For this purpose, we shall briefly review the evolution of socialism from its earliest stages. It's not a curse, it's a name. From its earliest stages. In general, there are three eras. The first was a humanistic socialism based on the development of morality. It was aimed solely at the exploiters. The second was based on the recognition of the just and evil. It was aimed primarily at the exploited, to bring them to realize that the workers are the true owners of the work, and that the produce of society belongs to them. The produce of society belongs to them, since the workers are the majority in society. They were certain that once they realize that they are the just, they would rise as one and take what is theirs, and establish a government of just and equal division in society. The third is the Marxism, based on historic materialism. It succeeded the most. The great contradiction between the creative forces, which are the workers, and the ones who exploit them, the employers, necessitates that society will ultimately come to peril and destruction. Then the revolution will come in production and dispersion. The capitalistic government would be forced into ruin in favor of the government of the proletariat. This government was to emerge by itself by way of cause and consequence, yet in order to bring the end sooner still, counsel must be thought to place absolute before the Beijer's government. We shall read this again. We'll read this part again from where it is written. The first was a humanistic socialism. Even before. For this purpose, we shall briefly review the evolution of socialism from its earliest stages. In general, there are three eras. There are three eras. The first was a humanistic socialism based on the development of morality. It was aimed solely at the exploiters. The second was, what does it mean? That from this, that in society, the society was divided clearly into those who succeed and those who do not succeed. Those who are successful also they were afraid for their future as a minority, and also afraid that those who are unsuccessful will be on their back, and they will have more and more. They started to take care of those who are not successful, and so started the humane socialism. Of course, there's no real humanity in it, but there's only fear and the taking care of your own self, so the others would also, it would be good for them, and it's from a fear that will be not so good for us. Of course, it's not in the nature of the person to think about something else, someone else, if he doesn't see that he receives something from it. This is called the humane socialism, that it is called, that he thinks about those who fail, not to give them a bit from the cream, but a bit from the cake. This is the first era. The second was based on the recognition of the just and evil. It was aimed primarily at the exploited, to bring them to realize that the workers are the true owners of the work, and that the produce of society belongs to them. It means this is something else. Not that those who are successful are the owners like in the first era, but the workers, they start to receive a new mind and to grasp the situation. They see that they do everything, and if they organize correctly, then of course they can demand what they deserve, because anyhow this is all the fruit of their own work. And here we have a problem. If it comes from above, from those who are successful, then everything comes in place, that we as we receive all the fruits, we also receive some kind of more. And here starts to be a demand from those beneath, from the owners. And on this hitch a ride, those who want to succeed, and they will aim the workers in all kinds of directions which can make some kind of a new law, rule in society. Since the workers are the majority in society, they were certain that once they realize that they are the just, they would rise as one and take what is theirs and establish a government of just and equal division in society. That's it. There is some kind of a understanding, a totally foolish understanding of the workers, that they think that while they're in the dumps, that everybody has the same, that everybody has a minimal wage, nobody has anything, and the soul doesn't have anything beyond what you live. They think, if we were, instead of those successful ones, if we divide the property between us by some kind of a nice formula, then it will be good for everyone. Why do they think this? Because while nobody has nothing, then they are equal. They don't understand that the moment they will have more than they need just to survive, they will start struggles, who the more, who the less. Because in necessity, in society, there is the understanding of equality, because in necessity, it's each one takes what he needs to, he receives just to hold himself in the living. Nobody looks at the other, doesn't envy him, doesn't fight, struggle with him, because there's nothing you can take from the other. He doesn't have anything more than he needs. Therefore, the workers thought that if we build a new world, our new world, we'll take all the profits from those who exploit and from the exploiters, and it will be good for everyone. It's understood where does the mistake come from. The third is Marxism. Based on the historic materialism, it succeeded the most. The great contradiction between the creative forces, which are the workers, and the ones who exploit them, the employers, necessitates the society will ultimately come to peril and destruction. Then the revolution will come in production and dispersion. Again, then the revolution will come in production and dispersion. The capitalistic government would be forced into the ruin in favor of the government of the proletariat. This government was to emerge by itself, by way of cause and consequence, yet in order to bring the end sooner still, counsel must be thought to place obstacles before the beggar's government, before the bourgeois government to bring the revolution sooner. What did Marx do? He searched for all kind of places, the fault in the bourgeois society, how to make it collapse as soon as possible without any calculation of any obstacles on the way, just to change the government, those who rule, he thought. Those workers who will take the government into their own hands, they will naturally rule society in a just way. It's Marx's mistake, which comes from purely misunderstanding, the basic misunderstanding of the powers of the laws of nature. Before I come to criticize this method, I must admit his method is the most just of all its predecessors. After all, we are witnessing the great success it had quantity and quality throughout the world before it. It means towards all the prior ways there were, this is the most progressive one, the most correct way, but his mistake, it comes from because he was not connected to the aim of creation, all of the things that a man does in our world, also in the higher worlds, if they do not come from the aim, if they're not aimful from the higher law of nature to bring everything to cleave with the Creator, they really bring to ruins. They can't exist. And this is the mistake. Marx saw it to be correct. And there were also before him that saw it to be correct that the correct distribution is the ideal, but saw this as the aim and not the means, that it's not the for the aim of having good life in this world, but it's the means to equal our form with the Creator. The great success it had in quantity and quality throughout the world before it came to practical experimentation among the many millions in Russia. Until that time, almost all the leaders of humanity were drawn to it. And this is a true testimony to the justness of this method. Besides, even theoretically, his words sustain, and no one has been able to contradict his historic stance that humanity is headed slowly and gradually upward, as if on a ladder. That till this day, no one can say that there is something better than equalness, that there is something better than the just divisions. Theoretically, no one can say that there is something like this. Therefore, that the society does not exist by this formula, it's thought as if this is the problem. Still, we lack the understanding to see that the proper dividends, it will exist only if it will come from the knowing the situation of the Creator. The Adam Rishon is in the equalness of form with the Creator. There, all of humanity is as one person in one heart. That if we build the society as it should be, as it is an example in endlessness, as much as we know how it is built, higher than our knowledge, than our we'll start to correct the society, make it better. Not by compulsory, by terrorism, to come to some kind of a just dividends, that if we don't correct ourselves from within, it won't help us and we will never be able to make the proper dividends and the right connection. Here was the mistake. Not only Marx, but there were a lot of predecessors to him and a lot of those who will come after him that don't understand that the inclines to equalness, it comes to the will to receive that is not fulfilled. It is better that for everybody will be equal, then I will suffer from some kind of a sorrow. It's better that it would be equal for everyone. It's the evil in the smallest amount, and not that, but the agreement that for justice and from the side of the will to receive, it's because he agrees that it will be equal for everyone, then I don't have envy, and it is called that the regret of the majority is half a condolence, and really the correct, if we first receive the correction of the vessels, and then only we come by the correction, we can correct the society exteriorly, that it would proceed in the right way. It is called that there is no coercion in spirituality. And then we can exist this way in spirituality without the corpse connection. Each step is but the negation of its former. Hence, each movement and phase that humanity has taken in the political government is but a repudiation of its preceding state. The duration of every political phase is just as long as it takes to unveil its shortcomings and evil. Till it is no longer possible to hold to the to this situation, and then above our powers we move on to the next situation. If we try to do this fasten, then as the Bolsheviks did with their terrorism, they brought hunger and sorrow only to make the people connect in the kolkhoz. By this we do not gain anything, because by this we don't come to corrected people who want to join together, who have the will for this and the preparation, because there can be any preparation by compulsory, and they have seen how it has worked the opposite. We must first start from the education, from the circulation and the teaching, and only due to this, as much as the education, circulation, work upon the people, only by this we can proceed to making this in action, in reality, to come to this naturally. As a person comes, he feels that he cannot stay in the prior situation because he can no longer exist in it. It's small for him, and then he moves on to the to a more progressful situation. And by this way, naturally, humanity progresses from one way of the society to the next, and so forth. And so also from education, naturally, they will develop from the egoistical society to a more and more altruistical society, and not by the external coercion, suppression. Why is the equalness and the correct distribution is said to be more natural? It's not natural at all for the will to receive. The problem is that what is the point from which we come? If we if we all come from birth, we all succeed equally. The Creator, He created us not equal one to each other at all. Look how good, well, bees and ants live. Well, more or less, there are also their struggles. But in general, why couldn't we live this way? What's so bad in it? Because then we would be, we couldn't come to the correction. We couldn't come to our aim. We would have all been zombies, dolls. And no one, no more, no less than the other, where would I see my will to receive? Where would I feel it? Everybody is alike. So, from the beginning, we are built. No one is equal with the other. And I look upon you, and I think that you are like me. It's in the least, from the small will to receive, but if this will to receive, it rises in all of humanity through the ages, through the decades, then I don't look at you as an equal. I start looking at you as an opportunity to exploit you for my own means. My will to receive you demands this. And then, turns out that those who have a stronger desire, they can't calm down, and there is a stronger mind beside a stronger will to receive, how to fill it. So they're very strong by their will to receive and by their the strength of their mind, and they start to exploit the others. How many like these in society? By the way, the Adam Rishon is built by the pyramid. There are not many. And afterwards, this is what we see in society. How many the head of society there are, and how many there are the others. In the pyramid, you have 1/10 of society, and they have 90% of the money, and the government and ruling, and 90% of they have only 10% of the cake, and they don't have control over anything. But they blow everything on the TV, and you just throw them bones, and that's it. And you think that it is correct by the will to receive. This is justice. You can't come to someone who has succeeded and say, give me what you have earned. if I succeeded, you can also succeed. If this is a society that each one can earn by his own work, so what can you come to others with? But there is envy, that you look upon what others have, and since you have this thing that comes from the you have a distinguishment that because each one comes from the Creator, which is distinguished, then each one thinks that he deserves the whole world, if not the Creator, if not if we wouldn't have caught a few qualities from him, then you are right, we would have somehow managed in this world, we would have been one, we would have built one big kibbutz, but the Creator does not allow us to do this. We have things that are uncorrected because the will to receive must come to a goal. It is connected to a goal, to an aim. The aim, because we are not in it, from this we have a lot of I will never we have a lot of deteriorations. I can't look upon you like those who I exploit, and this way each and every one who does not feel this, it means that he has not yet evolved. So in one or two decades he'll come to it. So we're in a society that each one wants to kill everyone or to rule everyone, one of the two. So how do you want in a society like this to come to some kind of a justice of the distribution? Everybody has to be my slaves and to think like me and to do exactly as I do. I think they immediately do it. This is what the will to receive wants, that everybody will be an integral part of him as those who execute his wills. This is what it means, that it is blossoming. And it comes from that besides the pleasure from the Creator, this a bit of livelihood, we also feel the giver of this pleasure, that from this I have the feeling of uniqueness. And always that when will we want the correct distribution and the just, even our will agree to this, and we'll see that we're standing against will standing against the total collapse of everything, and will agree to that. We'll build an atom bomb that everybody will see that the world will come to an end. We'll come to a place where we will restrain our will to receive, but we can't come to. You couldn't do anything with this because it will come from above, the power of the Creator from above. You can't control this. This is above the will to receive. It exists in you beyond the will to receive, and then you're in a problem. You can't, by any thesis or anything, do anything in life. Because this point, it ruins everything for you, what you can imagine or create by your beastly mind. That's it. Yes, you have something, Rami, some kind of a brightening. Why does Bala Sulam deal with this? If the Creator, he is putting this all in, very good. Let's sit quietly, and that's it. This is what you want to tell us. The problem is easy. Either after the hydrogen and atom bombs, we'll come to the target, either before. This is one. The other thing is that we can't, anyhow, this is a pure calculation of ours that we don't understand this otherwise. The thing is that if you awake by your own powers or by the powers who are similar to you, says Bala Sulam, a bit before the Creator awakes you by the stings, then by this you really do content to it's something that it is impossible, how to say, it's impossible to evaluate. The child who will hear his mother before the scream and after the scream. Either after the scream there will be the beating, after the beating there will be the suffering, and after the suffering, I don't know, the worst situations for him. But as the more he hears her before that, before the shout, the scream, he will have the will to understand her, hear her, to want to love her, to try to bring her some kind of a pleasure, that she will calm down, that she will be happy with me. It's a common knowledge, a basic knowledge that a person buys, that if you don't do this the same moment, then you lose it and it doesn't come back. It will come back as a correction from above by receiving some kind of a beating, sting, scream, shout. And these things, it's not that instead of this, it would be like this. Either by the bad or the good will wait for a beating. It's not exactly like that. By this effort to come a bit before, as if I want, as if, let's try a bit before, if I would have a bit related to him, he wants this and I will try to do it this way. A person buys by this, acquires by this a status, a new space that otherwise, a dimension that otherwise that what he acquires is already, I don't know how to say this, it's already like Bala Sulami. He describes this as the end of the correction when the Creator extracts the evil inclination. Well, I don't want to go into this, but there is a distinction. The end of correction, he also asked there in Shamati. How could it be a distinction? Everything is corrected already. No, there is a distinction from this past that you missed it. And you could have done it, you have sorrow. Oh, it exists. Let's say that it's worthwhile for us to thank Bala Sulam for giving us the opportunity maybe to do some kind of a step before the Creator wants us to express our own will. Iran is asking a situation where part of the souls in the systems want to operate, function as the mind, and maybe the intention is incorrect, that everybody else will, you're saying this way. Those who succeed in our society, they are now working to receive, and they come to the heads of society by justice, by the will to receive. If they invert their intention for the correction, then these people will be the greatest ones in spirituality in society. They will be the rulers, the spiritual leaders. It's like this, yes? No. because there is this distinction between the will for money or respect or knowledge or spirituality. Those who succeed today in money, it's not necessary that they would have succeeded in their will for spirituality. They have a big will for money. It doesn't mean that from a big will for money, they come to a big will for ruling, and then for knowledge, and then to spirituality. It's not necessarily so. There's a quantity and a quality issue. Maybe he belongs to those who to the liver that all the time makes cleans the blood, or maybe he belongs to the lungs who all the time purify the oxygen. There is this and there is that. Don't say that those who succeed today in the corp world, they need to change the intention, receive a masach from to receive to bestow, and they will be great in spirituality. No, in general, the structure of the future generation vis-a-vis society, you cannot see it from our situation. Who will be more, who will be less, and in what? In giving, by seeing that how much he is an example for the others, and he will come to great achievements, and he could see, show to the others a more correct way. It's not that today he has a big will for money, and yes. If I look upon the will to receive as material, as given material, that it is written in the article of Chavrut that he is drawn to pleasure, and the pleasure is told to him what it is by society, that if I connect it to money or to spirituality, it's a brainwash. It's to do with brainwash. I don't understand why someone who today wants money, and if now the society or education, I don't know. You're saying that it's a thing of the dressing. First it's money, afterwards it will be respect, then knowledge, and then spirituality. By the example of the Rabash, why now? Also now the system is working in bestow. It's also the ideal situation now also. This is what this contradiction. It's the two. You're looking from the side of the creator, of the side of the createe. From the start of the creator, everybody is in the end of correction. From the side of the creature. If you're saying that, no, I'm not looking at the others who are in the end of the correction, why should I fool myself? Why should I do this? I don't understand. In what case do I have to do, what will it help us? Why should I adjust them? I should justify the Creator. It's the best situation for me to come to the goal, says Aran. To say is to say, and to feel and to determine. It's totally... I don't understand. What you're saying here, I see here at least a sort of a problem, because where you see that the change should be also in action. If you're saying that the physical change of the society must be also the physical change in those who rule, and not only the thing of the aim, what do you mean by physical change? That not the same person would be in the head of the pyramid? Then how do you put this in place, I'm asking? How do you put it in place? Let's go in a simple way, by the example of the taxi driver, of the Rabash. The taxi driver, he's working in bestow, because I told you there's a quality issue and not only a quantity issue. Quality, not quantity. A person who has a great will for money, he will now rise to higher levels, and in those levels he will also have a great will for ruling and then spirituality. And then, no, not necessarily, because it's a quality issue. In each step, his will to receive could be otherwise. It's not the same will to receive that takes upon himself another dressing. I'm asking about the taxi driver. Also, the taxi driver who wants now money is also working in bestow. It's from the side of the Creator, of course. Who's working in bestow? Towards who we're checking this? Vis-a-vis who we're checking this? We're also talking about the one who, from the side of the receiver. I receive this, not the taxi driver. And also the Creator doesn't... he gives a beating to you and to the taxi driver by Ashgacha Pratit. When you receive a beating, you say, oh, it's very good, it's a sign of the end of creation. They say that part of the work is you're lost a bit. I'm looking from the side of the Creator of the creation. I'm looking only from the side of the measure of correction that there is in the creation. Otherwise, you can't build a future situation. The Bolsheviks wanted to build it this way. Everybody is in the end of correction. What do we lack? Only to put these things here into a reality pan. By the power of the sword, they pulled people in all kinds of into all kinds of squares. I used to live in a house that there were 400 apartments. It's four floors, 100 apartments in each floor, and on each floor there was one big kitchen. You come there and you cook. Because it is impossible, and there was there were houses that also this you didn't have. There was a place that everybody would eat, like in a kibbutz. They put in people, you don't know in what way they put people into this. They thought that each one, from the beginning, he is in the end of the correction. We only need to show them that this is the correct form, and we need to just do this by force. You think that they weren't in opinion, they weren't... they also went by devotion in the corp reality devotion. You're now saying building the future generation. We're going to build due to what? Due to what Bala Sulam says, this is the end goal aim. I'm saying that. Like we say, the same as we say that the will, the desire, it is the first, the primer. To say the ancient, to anything, and if the desire besides it, it develops the mind and the theories and all of the outcomes. The desire develops this all. This is our trouble. We think that our mind is prior to our desire, but the truth is that the desire is prior to the will. This is a great mistake of ours, of everyone's, that everybody thinks this way, that the mind is greater than the heart. No, our heart, it determines for us everything. And if we do not correct the heart, that beside it would be another mind, I cannot build another way of another relationship. This is by the way of compulse, by the way of our mind will also be and that's it. I don't need to do anything here by force. If I will say no to the relationships of today, let's do them by the number three level. It's called suppression. That it can't exist. There is no suppression in spirituality. There's no coercion. If I'm on step number one and I don't see step number two, and I want to come to step three, is this not to look from the side of the Creator? I don't see that now. I need to create, correct the heart. You can do only as a learning, as a teaching in society, some kind of examination, that you want to be with the friends in love, and you don't determine this by the beastly way. You determine this as a spiritual stage situation between you. We want to be connected in the spiritual situation, connected between us by love. Let's try to do as if we love each other. You admit that you're not in it. You want to try to do with it, to try and show your will, your desire, and by this you pull upon yourself the Ora Makif, and you use all of these things as a means, as an exercise to bring a correction to your heart. And besides the correction to your heart, at its side also the mind will anew itself, renew itself, and you'll start to think that bestow is a good thing, and then we'll determine a new order in the group. From the play, we will come to the from the game, we'll come to a new desire, and we'll build the society. Otherwise, it's coercion in spirituality. Otherwise, it's great, we'll bring upon ourselves very great troubles. But to try as if we want to do this as a game, therefore, through all the years, there's opportunity to come into some kind of a society, a kibbutz. Let's try, let's do. We will not receive this until we will be corrected. But to desire this, yes. And as if to yearn for this, by this we draw upon ourselves the Ora Makif. This is why it's worthwhile. In such a society, what will the pyramid be determined by? What do you mean in this in a society like this? In a society like this, the pyramid would be determined only by the correction in the heart. That who has a more corrected heart, he sees more, he could be more, he could help more the society, be its ruler. And whoever has a less corrected heart, he understands that it is less corrected, he's ready to bow his head before the society. And he goes into this, he surrenders, and goes into the society. We must go on to, well, quickly. Meanwhile, open to us. How does this connect with the corporate reality system? Let's say in Sitrin, we'll bring people who are, should have been by the measure of correction. We are now building our society, meanwhile, by the people who are drawn to bestow, to action, who succeed in this, who have the urge for this. Maybe there are those who don't have a lot of mind, but he goes in and he works, and slowly he acquires the mind through the desire, and you see that there's nothing you can do. You must work with him, because he, from his desire, the desire determines his mind, comes from the mind, comes the experience, and so forth. Meanwhile, these people with us, they are the rulers and the leaders of our society. And why to think what will be later? Why should it be smart at things that have not yet been determined in this world? Of course, not by the mind, the person, not by his theoretical mind, the person. There could be come some kind of someone who is brilliant, and even Einstein, and become the leader of this group. He must desire as much as possible to be in our purpose, in his heart, in our purpose, and not by the brightness of his mind. Mifal, factory, yes, but society, no. In society, I need people who their heart is towards the goal, towards the correction. You can say, how do we know that it is this way? We are going, but what? By what we see, but by what they are drawn to. Together with this, we must all the time renew the statute. Who is today the cashier by the new statue? He could not bring himself to anything new because he doesn't receive some respect from it or something.